Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Chumas Daf Tzadi Hei, and we are starting right at the top of the Oban with a quote from the Mishnah, Kol Garev Shemachzik Sosayim, and the Vilna Terusa Daf. It's right at the beginning of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Maris Miriam Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe, Hernish Shama should have an Oliyah. So remember, the Mishnah was talking about kosher and tree fish that were pickled together. And the Tanakhama had said that the only way there's bittel over here is if the Garev, the barrel, holds two saw, and the tray fish, or the brine of the tray fish, is no more than the weight of 10 zuzim in Yehuda. So then we have bittel. And we had said that that's one in 960 parts. So like Mark explains how this works, because sasayim, two saw, is a measure of volume, whereas the weight of 10 zuzim of Yehuda is a measure of weight, not a volume. So how are we able to make this chashbin? And the Gemara clarifies, kama saw saavda, how much is a saw? Esrim barba lugin. There's 24 lugin in a saw. Vakama luga avid, and how much is in every lug? Tartan litrin, 2 litra. So that means that there's 48 litra in every saw. And vakama litra avda, how much is in every litra? Mea zunin, or mea zuzin, 100 zuz, which means that every litra weighs 100 zuz. So that means that one saw is 4,800 zuz, and two saw is 9,600 zuz. Nimtza, call the proper girsa is a sarazin, achas mitesha meas vishishim. Turns out that every 10 zin is 1 in 960. And that was the cheshbon that we said in the Mishnah. However, hi Rabbi Yisrael Bun paskin, ba'achbara, and this is referring to a place called Achbara, or it's talking about a mouse, an achbar, that fell into something, chagl elef, that it's only bottle 1 in 1,000, not 1 in 960, because according to him, beria is only bottle 1 in 1,000. And continuing to explain the Mishnah, we had said Rabbi Yehuda had said, revias besasayim, that if we have revias in two saw, that's our portion that will have bittel. Now we clarify what this means, and like with many Gemaras in Yerushalmi, the girsais are all mixed up, so skip to the third line from where we are, where the Gemara says, Rabbavo says, chashvis yasa, I calculated it, meaning I calculated what's a revias in two saw, karv lamasayim, it's close to 200, which means a revias in two saw basically is a revias in 200 revias. And that's a proper proportion for bittel. Now go back to the beginning of the section of Gemara. Rabbi Vo says, b'shem Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, roiv atzir b'sasayim tzir, it's a revias of brine in two saw of brine. Take out the next six words and substitute the following, v'ein dog tahar matzil. The kosher fish itself doesn't save, which means according to this, we can't use the kosher fish as part of the bittel. The only way we could have bittel over here, a revias in two saw, is when we're dealing with a revias of not kosher fish brine in two saw of kosher fish brine, and the fish themselves don't count. Now skip to the next line where we have an argument. Rav Ilo says, "B'shem Rav Shem Barchia, Roiv Atzir B'Sasayim Dagim Vetzir." It's a revias of not kosher fish brine that's batal in two saw of kosher fish and kosher fish brine, which means according to this, we are able to use the kosher fish as part of the betol. And also of the Kumir Rabbi Yeshia, Vahiri Kain. So we actually came to Rabbi Yeshia like this, and he paskin like this. Continuing on to Tzadi Hamon based on top Vitani Kain, and we learn like this in a brisa. But Medvarim, when was this said? Meaning when was it said that we're only allowed to use the brine for bittel, and we're not able to include the fish as part of the chashbin? Bezman sheshayla risha and risha inu miniach lefanov. That's only when he's taking out the fish one by one and he puts them all in front of him. Shemutar lasis kaseder hazeh. Then he's allowed to do like the seder, which means we're only allowed to use brine for bittel, and the fish are not allowed to be used for bittel. Avolam hayeshayla risha and risha inu miniach laachrav. But if he's taking the fish out one by one and leaving behind him, which means if he's taking out the fish one by one and eating them and still leaving some kosher fish in the barrel, safilu yaisem kaseder hazeh mutar. Even if it's more than this, is mutter, meaning he's allowed to use the kosher fish as part of the bittel, and he doesn't only have to use the brine. And how does this work? Why is it that when there's kosher fish left inside, we say that we can use the fish as part of tzir for bittel? And the answer is alidei ila, because of a pretext. In other words, we don't really know if we have more kosher fish brine than not kosher fish brine in the proper portion. But if we have some sort of pretext that we could rely on, we're going to say, okay, there's bittel. And the pretext over here is that really the non-kosher fish brine is only aser midrabanan, because technically it's considered zeya. Alma. It's not really something that should passel. So if we only have kosher and non-kosher fish brine together and all the fish have been removed, so we don't have any pretext to rely on to say that we have a proper portion. But if we still have some of the kosher fish in the barrel because you just take them out one by one eating them, there we'll say that we have a pretext and we'll rely on the fact that really there's more kosher than non-kosher. And we're going to see two more scenarios where we matter something based off of a flimsy pretext. Gavunso ikalkalas, the river Gavunso got ruined because a non-Jew served it as a avodah zarah, and we know when something served as a Zara, so it's not allowed to be used. And Shah Rav Chagel, Rav Babar Zavda, Rav Chagel asked Rav Babar Zavda what to do over here. Amrle, he told him, Davar Shal Rabim Einoy Nesar, something that belongs to the public can't become usser, and we have to add in the words, Valide Ila. The only reason why this is mutter is because of a pretext. Because really, if this river is owned by the Rabim, that means that the non-Jew who served it as Avodah Zarah also owned it, so technically he should be able to turn the river into Avodah Zarah. And the only reason why we're saying that the river is mutter is because of his pretext. We're saying this general din, that something that's owned by the Rabim is not able to be made usser by one person, and therefore the river continues to be mutter. And one more example, Rav Yaakov Razavdi, Amar of Yitzchak Shal, Rav Yaakov Razavdi said, Rav Yitzchak asked, Vile Negarta, these letters, which is referring to Gittin, Loi Gaius Loikis Ksivbahen, aren't the Edim that are signed on these Gittin with non-Jewish names? Gaius is a non-Jewish name, and Loikis is a non-Jewish name. So how are we able to say this is a kosher get? There's non-Jews signed on it. And the answer is, V'at Amrit Adei Ila. You say it's because of a pretext. And the pretext is that really, these people, Gaius and Loikis, these Edim signed on the get, are Yidden, who are just using non-Jewish names. And that's just a pretext. Again, we don't know that for sure. And we're matter these Gittin. And to conclude this sugya, we have to add in the following four words, V'achanami Adei Ila. So to over here, going back to the fish, we're matter based off of an Ila, based off of a pretext. And now just explain the last part of the Mishnah. Hey, Reb Tzadik al Tzir Chagam Tumeim Shutar. Reb Tzadik had given Eidos that the brine or the juice that comes out of not kosher grasshoppers is Tahar. And now the Gemara just clarifies this. Tzadik Vav Amal Alpha on the top. Mahu Tahar. What does it mean that it's Tahar? Tahar Mila Hachshir. It means that it's Tahar. It's not able to be Machshir produce to Mekabel Tumah. It's not considered one of the halachic liquids. Hala Tame Avil Kol Shum Tame. But in regards to it itself being Tame, of course it itself is Tame, and you're not allowed to eat seer brine from non kosher fish hoppers. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new halacha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.